Behavioral economist Don Ariely of Duke University talks with us here on occasion about how we behave irrationally. And Don, you say a word that illustrates our lack of reason is natural, and how we react to the word natural.
Yeah. So first of all, it's kind of interesting what is really natural. And you know, recently there's been all kinds of the news about people who run with shoes with no soles, and people who try to go back to the environment, and all kinds of things. And this kind of made me wonder about what is it? Why do people think that running with shoes without sole is more logical? I actually met one of those guys, and I said, "What about chairs?" I said, "Why do you sit on a chair? Wouldn't you be better on a rock?" Because he said, you know, the cavemen ran without soles. You know, why wouldn't we do the same thing?
I think natural flooring, natural seating is what you're
That's
proposing.
Right. Yeah. So we tried to look at this. We went to the hospital and we asked people to make choices between all kinds of medications. And from time to time, we would write that this medication, you have two statins to reduce your cholesterol. This one is natural. We describe it in the same way. We just added the word natural. The question is, what would add this word do? How people process this information differently? And a few interesting things happen. First of all, people don't think in general that when a medication is natural, it's more effective. They don't think it's more powerful. They don't think it attacks the disease in a more directed way. They don't think any of this works. But what they do think is that it has less side effects, particularly in the long term. And we basically think of this as the caveman theory, that what people do is we think that our body is naturally attuned to the caveman era. Mm-hmm. And during that time, everything was kind of moving in harmony. And the medications from that time, the natural medication, fit with everything with our body, with the main disease, but also they have no unintended consequences. They don't think the natural is more effective. What they think is that synthetic has more side effects, particularly long-term side effects.
And of course, we're talking about a distinction between what's natural and synthetic, which is quite often really on the bubble here. I mean, it's very hard to tell what some things are, whether natural or synthetic.
Very hard to tell. And, you know, I took interferon for a long time, which is a medication that is natural, but they don't present it as one. You can think about insulin. Is it synthetic or natural? There's lots of stuff that it's actually at the discretion of the drug manufacturer about how they want to describe it.
And you think if I'm selling a drug, calling it natural is an advantage.
I think you will do wonders for the expectations about side effects.
Okay. Don Ariely, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
My pleasure.
Behavioral economist Don Ariely is the author of The Upside of Irrationality, and he appears here from time to time to talk about our irrational behavior.
Next week, House Republicans are expected to renew their effort to repeal the health care law.
The health care debate can be confusing, so before a vote happens, we want to give you, the listener, a chance to ask any questions that may be nagging you about the law or about its potential repeal.
Maybe you just want some clarification about what parts of the law are already in effect.
Or perhaps you're curious to know how the law affects your current insurance or how a repeal might affect your options down the road. So please send us your questions.
Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us, and please remember to put healthcare question in the subject line.
This is NPR News.